As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Froffers!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. Ow! It's the Rush Hours Sunday session. The best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
Hey, Fat.
What?
Guess what? From tomorrow, we can stay out till 9 p.m. instead of 8 p.m.
Wow-wee, Jimmy boy. Blow me down. That changes everything. I almost feel like an adult again.
Well, you didn't act like an adult during our quiz this week.
We'll see.
We need to replay that for the family.
Plus, apparently, you're going to tell us about a golfing blow-up,
oh, yes,
Jimmy
please.
Boy. Oh, I look forward to that. And I'll have a very childish joke.
But next, Mad Mate's Rory Sloane from the Adelaide Footy Club. Long inside 50, Sloane! Big Rosa! That is a ripper about 15 out directly in front. And bang! That's a big mark and goal from a little man. Not that little. Fatty's a good 6-footer, our man Rosa. Nice chatting to him too on the back of a win. How are you, Rosa?
Yeah, very good. Sun's out. It's been a nice week in Adelaide. So a win followed by some good weather. It's a good feeling.
Well, I did send a couple of my mates in Adelaide a text during the week after we had the announcement here, Rosa, that we're shut down for the rest of our known lives. Hmm. I said, I am a former great of that state. Oh, so that they did open the boundary, the borders up, Rosa, so I can come back in.
I'd be opening up for you, Jim. I'd also be just getting a couple of family members to jump on board with you and bring them over.
Bloody oath.
Well, it's been a while.
Can only average bloody 60 at the Adelaide Oval and everything I bloody did for that joint. So open the borders back up for me, Rosa, so I can come in.
Hey, well, Rosa.
So you can come sit on the hill again. It'd be
perfect. Yeah, exactly. Sit on the hill. And did he cop some abuse at the Adelaide Oval?
A little
too?
Bit of abuse.
Hey, Rose, well done on the win. I thought that was fantastic because I think we all wanted Adelaide to win a game and you were leading beautifully. But I was so happy for Matty Nix too, mate.
Yeah, it was a really good win for everyone. Yeah, for Nixie, the coaches, some of the younger boys that haven't experienced a win yet, I think it was really good vibe and a really good result for those guys. They've been putting in a lot of hard work. And last couple of months, we've been around the mark for a few games, aside from a couple of games against your mob, Jim, and the Doggies. But the rest, we've played some good footy. So to bring it the whole game and to get that result was just good reward for a few people.
Hey, can you watch all the footy at the minute? I watch a bit and then I turn off and then you don't know who's playing, you don't know what round it is. How do you go with it all?
It's because we're playing Tuesday nights the last couple of weeks. You sort of get confused about what day's what and who's playing. But I do. I tune in sort of over dinner. It depends what sort of game and who's playing. Certainly the teams up the top end, I've been tuning in closely just to see how they're all going and sort of see what you can learn too. But you're right, there's a lot of footy on, and it's strange times too. I mean, we've been playing at 5 o'clock on a Tuesday arvo, which is certainly different.
Answer me this, Rosa. The quality of what we're seeing often isn't as good as we'd like it to be. The scoring's not up there enough. I when we get back to normal, I get a feeling we need to get the quarters back to what they were, but also bring the interchange down, which gets fatigue involved. And once fatigue's involved, you start getting scoring happening. Do you agree with that?
You'll get plenty of different opinions from players. Personally, it suits my type. I mean, I love just grinding out games and love staying on ground for as long as possible. But, I mean, your power athletes would like, I suppose, more high interchange and shorter games, I would have thought. So you get some mixed reviews. But for me, keep pushing for it, Jim, because they'll back you up.
No doubt. And we get late in quarters, Fat, and everyone gets tired. And suddenly you rattle on 3 or 4 and we get back up to 100 points in a game. And that's what people want to see.
All right, then. Sure.
Absolutely. Man, I think for everyone out there, I mean, they've probably got to understand that it's been certainly a different year, especially for what we can do training-wise. So trainings look very different to what they have. There's a lot of restrictions around what we can and can't do on the training track. And we only really get a short period of time where we can train as a whole group together once per week. So there may be a couple of reasons for why you're saying that. But, going forward, I certainly think things will be back to normal.
Getting a surf in, Rosa?
I haven't. I've had a lot of niggling injuries this year, and I'm finally back to full health now. So I'm on the hunt, Jim. I've seen your sons Been in the water plenty, getting a few waves.
And,
so,
and a few illegal entries too. Rosa, he worries me a bit. He's finding some car parks out the back and...
Right. Don't tell me, mate.
Well, they know who he is, so that's a good bit. But no, I feel for the, you know, the surfers. It's one of the parts of lockdown that hasn't helped is you can't get in the water. And for you, isn't it good for injury? Aren't you?
Yeah,
don't you find it's good for it?
Yeah, it's good. But some of the injuries were a little too severe to jump in the water, and I probably would have risked further injury, which wouldn't have gone down well. But I'm fine, ready to go now, so I'll be on the hunt for a wave in the coming weeks.
Hey, is Texan going to play next year?
Absolutely. He is a pivotal part of our team going forward. And I mean, I've said this a couple of times. I'm not even sure where that started, that whole rumour, but Texan is a phenomenal leader of our footy club. And I mean, especially with a young group going forward, it's even more important to have these good leaders around. So,
good.
Yeah, we need the big Texan there for not only next year, but I reckon pushing forward too.
Good, because footy's a better place with our man involved. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Good on you, mate.
I'm watching the golf the other night from Spain, the European Tour, and I saw Jose Maria Olazabal playing. Legend, of course, two-time winner of the Masters.
Well said, because it's a bloody hard name to say that.
And growing up, he was obviously Seve Ballesteros, and the Spanish sort of Armada in the golf were coming through. He's a wonderful player.
Yeah.
But apparently can get very grumpy on the course.
Ooh.
So I was told a story years ago about the fact that across this one year in the European Tour, he'd been bluing with his caddy. And it got worse and worse and worse.
Mm.
Anyway, they got to one of the last tournaments of the year, and it got so bad in the final round that after the ninth hole, Jose sacked his caddy on the course.
Sacked him.
That's it. You're done.
What hole?
I can't put up with this anymore. You're finished.
Oh.
But he's still got nine holes to carry his bag around. So anyway, Jose's about five or six shots back in the tournament, and the caddy literally refuses to speak to him anymore.
So he's still carrying the bag.
Carrying his bag, but won't speak to him. End of the round, he's done, but he's been sacked on the course. Anyway, Jose from that point, and I won't have it exactly right, but this is pretty much what happened. Jose from that point goes, birdie, birdie, par, birdie. And Bill, he's now trailing by one.
He's got to
the 16th hole. He's trailing by one.
Yep.
He drives to a distance where he's between clubs. He's totally forgotten
that he's had a blue.
That he's had a blue with the caddy. He's totally forgotten that he sacked him.
Oh, no.
He's wondering if it's a 6-iron or a 5-iron.
Oh, no.
Do I knock down a 5-iron? Do I try and hit a full 6-iron? He's standing on the course.
Yep.
He's muttering away to himself, 5-iron, 6-iron, 5-iron, 6-iron. They can't work it out. He turns to the caddy and goes, 5-iron, 6-iron, what do you reckon?
And?
Caddy goes, what do I reckon? I reckon you're
Oh, no. No, Jim. You can't say that, Jim.
100% fat. That's
you can't say that. Wowee. And now, what happened then?
Don't know.
What did he hit, a 5 or 6?
Well, that was the end of the relationship, Pat.
Right.
3 hours later, they finished up.
Yeah.
Finish up tonight.
Get the keys, leave the money on the fridge, and we'll see you later.
Lyon, nice step. Oh, this is a brilliant goal by Jared Lyon. Grabbed it out of the pack, snaffled around the corner on the right, and Brisbane are away.
Now, speaking of good stories in football, Fat, and there are a lot of them, this is one of my favourites, right? This bloke plays 55 games for Adelaide. He then goes to the Gold Coast, puts 37 together up there, and then, for whatever God knows reason, wasn't required at the Gold Coast anymore when they were the worst team in the comp.
He gets then the goes ass to, from the Gold Coast.
And then goes to Brisbane and has become one of the legitimate A-graders in the whole competition. Forget about the Lions. I'm talking about across the whole comp. Jared Lyons, he is a star, and he joins us now from Brizzy. Welcome, Jared.
Very flattering. Thank you, JB.
It's a ripping story. And when you were going to the back end of your time at the Gold Coast, did you start doubting whether this was actually going to be it, or were you always confident that you'd get taken up somewhere else and be able to produce what you're producing now?
I had a year to go at the Gold Coast, so I sort of knew I was going to be playing. But, yeah, I mean, I had surgery at the end of that year. I left and... Oh, yeah, I wasn't sure. I knew I could play good footy. I just wasn't sure if my body was going to get through that. I blew up my ankle and But the surgery went really well, and I come out of that as good as new. And the story sort of wrote itself from there.
Yeah, well, because that's what everyone asks you. How can Jared Lyons, who's one of the best for the Brisbane boys, get the lemonade and sauce from the Gold Coast? But that was it. It was just a bit of bad luck. You're injured and things like that, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I probably just wasn't the right fit for where the club was going. There was no hard feelings. I mean, I could have stayed if, I was very close to staying, but where they were going and what they wanted was, probably didn't have me in it, and that was fine. I got picked up by Rocket there, and I've had 11 senior coaches in 10 years or something ridiculous. So it is it's hard to find some consistency amongst it all. But, I went there under Rocket, and obviously he went, and then Dewey come in, and every coach wants to make their own list. And, I wasn't part of that, and that was fine with me because Bags wanted me up the road, and, up we went.
Tell us a bit about Fags, please, because we speak to him a lot and he's always got a smile on his face. He's great to interview. He's relaxed. But then we every now and then just sneak a camera into the halftime huddle and Jared, he can pin his ears back.
Yeah, I think Mitch Robertson calls him Dad, which is it's pretty spot on. He's very much a father figure. He doesn't like yelling, but you're right. When he does, it catches a few boys off guard, and he does not give you a warning when it comes either. So, I think that's the best part about it. Like, he doesn't give a lot of spray, so when he does, they certainly sit and sink in. But he's been unreal for the club and for my footy in particular. I've loved playing under him.
Now, Bill. We like to just explore our friends do off the field. And we also like to nominate, and we're pretty open about it, when players are doing far too well for themselves.
Exactly, Jim.
And I think our man here, Jared Lyons, fits into that category very comfortably. Now, Savannah, where did we stumble across this magnificent lady, please?
Across my journey, three clubs. this is Adelaide. Yeah, she's from Adelaide. We met in my first couple of years there, and yeah, she's managed to stick on ever since, which is not like me to hang around somewhere too long. But,
she in the cheer squad?
No, she's the Wags up here aren't as high profile, so just sort of got their own little group here, and she's been awesome, sort of traveling around and from Adelaide to the Gold Coast now up to Brisbane. So we're doing very well.
And you've got a son, Sebastian, and I tell you what, you'd be missing your dog. Oh, no, you'd have your dog at home, of course. You're not in the hub, but I think your dog's name, I bumped into you there that time, Harvey. Oh!
Yes, we're big dog people. He's right up there with Sebastian. He gets many privileges at home, but, it's been exciting for the last couple of years. Seb's sort of won and just turned one a couple of weeks ago. I didn't get to go to his first birthday, which was the sacrifices we're making at the moment. But
you couldn't go to his first birthday.
No, well, we couldn't. You can't have anyone at the house, and I can't. You can't go to the park. So he had to go to the park with a couple of friends, and couldn't go.
That's
but
tough.
I mean, we're doing it. We got it a little bit easier than some of the guys that are in the hubs away from family. So I think still pretty lucky to be at home, especially with what you guys are dealing with in Victoria. So,
that's right.
It's been, we're pretty lucky and we're enjoying playing.
Hey, mate, good luck. Can't wait for of course, out in straight sets, but lost no fans last year in the finals. Bill,
like
a couple
them,
of real
Jim.
Tight ones. They play a good brand of footy, and look out come October for the Brisbane Lions. Jared, well done with everything, mate. You're flying.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
On your Lionsy.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Before we get to the contestants, and we like hearing from them, there are a few people that nominated but couldn't get through, like Mitch Noy. Is there anything left on the shelves within a 5K radius of Fats Joint? He and Mumps look like they've been locked in a pantry.
No. Mumpsy, sucked in, Mumpsy.
Aaron Lucas, love to, but sadly I'm in WA playing golf, sucked in, Jim. Well, you can get stuffed.
No.
Ben Fraser, the Cremorne's a dump.
Have we got a any nice fans?
No. Matty James, Sandy Roberts, we have, but we're not listing them.
No.
But, Bill, our man Marcus, I presume this is the same Marcus, said, I'm ready to blattle it out after Josh Blattle comes on.
That's it.
Blattle it out.
And then Dale says, it'll be good if I'm one who's selected because I can actually understand gibberish Brownless and think he's quite funny. So there's your contestants, Fat.
And we'll go to Marcus. Welcome, Marcus.
Bill, JB, Rabsy, how are we, boys?
Marco.
Good. And Dale's there. G'day, Dale.
Good afternoon, guys. How are things?
Scream your name out if you know the answer. The best of five, of course. So first of three wins it. Unless Bill changes the rules.
It is.
Which he did two ago.
I did. It was a two-pointer. Righto, boys. Here we go. Question one. How many teams have played a drawn game this year?
Marcus.
Yes, Marco.
Four teams.
Oh,
do you know who they are, Marcus?
Yeah, Gold Coast, Essendon, Collingwood, Richmond.
Oh, she sounds. He looks. He sounds sharp.
Sounds like a smarter. Righto. Number two, Jim. This is an audio question, boys. Okay, and you just got to sing the next lot of words in this song.
Marcus?
Marcus.
Moscow is a handyman.
Hey, Dale.
Dale?
Yep.
Anytime you want to jump in, mate, it's two zip at the moment. If Marco answers this next one correctly, she's yibbity yibbita.
Yep. Let's go.
The quiz is, we've started, Dale. You know that. Geelong have won seven in a row. Who was the last team to defeat them? Yes, Mark. Dale? No, I heard Dale first.
All right, Dale.
Collingwood.
GWS.
Oh, no.
Did you say Collingwood?
That's two zip, Fat. And we go on to the fourth question.
All right, so, yes. Cause, right. Yeah, right. Right. Right.
And Marco can feel himself being gypped here, but anyway. Right up.
I've got an audio question, Rabsy. I'm just spinning it around.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Oh, no, Dale. I like question four for Dale.
Right.
As per today's release, the membership numbers, which AFL team has the most members? Dale? Yes, I heard Dale. West Coast, yes, Dale. Well done.
Marcus has actually been first the last two questions.
Jim, no, I heard Dale.
Right, 2-1.
2-1. This is an audio question, boys. Who is this?
Well, she just encouraged me to take a game on and change different stuff. Marcus. So just going to get a few games in a row. And get
Marcus.
Oh, that's Connor McKenna.
There he is.
And what did he say?
A third of a third is a 33 and a third, I think.
We couldn't deny him anymore, Fat Marco.
No,
he was very, very comprehensive out there in Avondale Heights or wherever the hell you are.
Yes.
And also, it sounded sharp, Bill. Like the landline sounded crisp. All right,
unlike poor old Dale. A man of a few words, Dale,
Fat.
Jim.
Fat.
Yes.
Do we need to vet the contestant? Come on.
So battle. Crosses 50, 45 out, 45 for Randall. And that is right over the goal umpires. A beautiful finish, Josh Battle.
Just doing enough, the Saints, to get themselves ready for a big, big final series in October, Fat. Yep. Josh Battle's been good enough to join us. Been on the show many times, one of our great friends. Hello to you, Joshua.
G'day, Jim. G'day, Bill. Thanks for having me.
No, exciting is what it is for Saints fans who have had a bit of a time to think about playing in finals. So it's good, and they're in Noosa, so the sun's shining. You're happy days, Joshua.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's 11 years or something since we last played finals, so hopefully we can break that drought this year.
How is it up there in Noosa, mate? You'd be a local up there, wouldn't you? I believe that you guys have printed T-shirts saying Noosa Saints, and you've been giving them away to the locals.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky to be up here. I think, yeah, we've been up here now for nearly three months or something like that. And, yeah, some of the locals up here got some Noosa Saints shirts made up, so they dropped them off, which is good.
What are you doing, mate? Just wandering up and down Hastings Street sort of in your singlet?
Oh, yeah, Hastings Street. It's going well, but, yeah, it's good.
Any kebab joints around the gut there?
Oh,
no. Hey, How's your eye, Josh? Because, oh, that was a nasty one against Adelaide. I was a bit worried for you, but would have blown up, would have looked good after it.
Yes, I still got a bit of a scar, which isn't great. So putting a bit of oil on that each day, but yeah, hopefully I can get rid of it.
And where you play a bit of forward and then you play a bit of everywhere, haven't you, Joshy?
Yeah, I'm pretty much just wherever Rats sort of wants me to play, I'm happy to play anywhere.
How you reckon Bill's going, Josh? No, seriously, just give us from Noosa. You're just on the phone there. How do you reckon he's tracking our man?
Oh, I forgot his name.
He's tipping him in down at Geelong, I think.
No doubt.
Just on that, if I'd had a couple of beers, I was looking at Wikipedia, okay?
Yes.
And I don't know where this has come from, Joshua, but they say there that you've got a brother, Nick or Ned, who, yeah. How tall are you? What? How many centimetres?
193.
And they say there that your brother, Ned, is 166 centimetres. He's a munchkin.
Yeah, I think he's a little bit taller than that. I'm not I think he sent that to me a few weeks ago, actually. So I think one of his mates is stitching up.
So. Now, Josh, explain to me what else is happening, please. I don't know Noosa quite as well as Fat, although I have been there quite a few times.
The surf club.
Fat then goes to the surf club and clears everyone else out and just sits on the balcony and bets.
No, I don't go out to the balcony. That's where the water is, Jim. I'm the other side. I'd never seen the water or sand. I'm in the other side where the TAB is.
What are you able to do during the day? Explain what you're actually legally able to do as a Saints footballer in Noosa.
We got a guy named Benny Daly here, and he's the sheriff, so he monitors this pretty heavily. And, he doesn't want us doing too much interacting with the public and stuff like that, so it is pretty low key up here. I think once we're training and stuff like that, with just a bit of recovery, a few of the boys like going out having a whack of golf, so you can have a hit a golf on your day off.
But what about like Hastings Street? Are you allowed to just walk up there and have a coffee, or are you allowed to do any of that?
Aromas, Josh, where the seats all face out to the street,
Like theatres.
you can get a takeaway, but no, you're not allowed to sit in or anything like that. So, I think a few of the boys have ventured down there though to get a couple of takeaway coffees.
There's an Indian restaurant, Josh, right at the end of Hastings Street. This is 100% true. I was there for a wedding. It's right at the end, and like the other end from the surf club. I went in there. The owner's looking at me. This big Indian bloke. He came up to me at the end of the dinner, Josh, and he had a camera with it. He said, "Do you mind if I have a photo?" I said, "Not at all." Anyway, so he got his waiter to take the photo, and then after the photo was taken, he asked me who I was.
I might have to give that one a go.
The food is beautiful. I've got no idea what it's called, but it's right down the other end from... but anyway, I clearly hit a pop with him.
Hey, so you're superstitious, are you, Josh?
Oh, a little bit. Bill.
All right, a couple of things then. You wear your lucky Speedos every game.
Yeah, I have the same Speedos. Yeah.
Every game.
Yeah.
That's it, Bill.
Well, they're lucky.
They're lucky, and he wears them.
All right, cracks in the ground. You don't step on them.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I think that's a little bit of mail on that one, Bill.
You won't touch certain walls.
Yeah, that might be true.
What sort of walls?
What's wrong with the boy from Narre Warren?
Narre Warren.
Oh, I don't know. I just have a few superstitions. I like. Sounds ridiculous, but touching things. And, I don't know.
What about when you have? So you do all that, Joshua, and then if you don't play well, and that's rare these days because you're flying along beautifully. But if you have a bad one, how do you then view your superstitions?
Yeah, I'll throw them out.
All of a sudden, he's touching walls, Jim.
Getting rid of the Speedos and putting the balls back on. Hey, good luck, mate. The Saints have been one of the great stories of this season. And when you get into October and start to strut your stuff in the finals, we can't wait to watch it.
No worries. Thanks for having me, lads.
Good on you, mate.
Joshy. Last night, I was watching the cricket on Fox Cricket and the old one-dayers. And Australia v England at the Gabba.
Oh, yes.
And they still had the dog track. It's unbelievable. Mm. And the Aussies were two down or something. In walks David Hooks.
Oh, yes.
And I'd forgotten how good a
striker of the ball.
Oh, yeah. And he smashed 50.
Yep.
And Bob Willis come in. He bowled six overs, one maiden, none for nine.
Ooh.
And this is his seventh over facing David Hooks. 4-6-4-6-4-4. Nearly as good as Tony Greggs, mate.
Bloody hell.
So 28 or something.
Yeah.
Aussies needed about 27, I reckon, off this over. And he smashed 28.
Yep.
Didn't he hit it just
clean?
Clean and beautiful.
And he was one of those blokes, Fat, that when it was flat and when the attack was on the more ordinary side, he could create carnage.
Oh,
seriously, if, you know, like most people, when the surface had a bit in it and the bowling was really good, he battled like everyone else. But, Bill, when it got flat in Adelaide, he made 100 against Victoria in a game off 40 balls.
Something like that.
And that's back in the 80s when that stuff never happened.
When he got his eye in, you couldn't bowl anywhere, could you?
And then you had fat little Lehman coming in after him who played the exact same way. So when they played together.
When they're on.
My God.
How many tests, mate, did Hooksy play?
I don't know how many. It wouldn't have been 30, I reckon. I can look it up. But he didn't play enough because, of course, he had World Series cricket in the middle of that.
Yeah.
And he got cleaned up by Andy Robertson. Many people
hit in the head.
Yeah, he broke his jaw. Many people say he was never the same after that. 23 test matches.
23.
He averaged 34, so from the worst.
Yeah.
But, Bill, he was an entertainment machine. Hook.
Last night. You've got to have a look at it.
And plus, when Kerry Packer opened up a World Series cricket, he was his pin-up boy.
Yeah.
Blonde, young, good-looking, come off that centenary test.
Oh, mate. Yeah,
where, you know, he hit those five fours and then said to Tony Gregg, at least I'm playing for my own country. Greggy's giving him a little clip.
Even last night, Alan Borders down the other end going, mate, just... Maybe you don't have to smash everyone. And you can just see him go, no. He's just shaking his head.
I'm liking what I'm seeing.
Yeah, exactly. No. Another one we miss.
No, we do. Mm. Great. Mm. He was a wonderful man, Hook. I had the great pleasure of playing with him for 1 year. I played against him a bit.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, I smashed one onto my pads in Adelaide, in Perth, and I was given out LBW. And I'm trying to establish myself as a player, so I was headless.
Yeah.
Absolutely headless. And I probably glared at the umpire. I might have said something which I should never have done. Anyway, I'm out for 10 or 5, whatever the hell it was. Walk off thinking that this might be the end.
Yeah.
Might never get another game again. And I've been fired. Anyway, Hooksy came walking into the WA rooms.
Mm.
He said, come with me, young man. Oh. I'd never met him before.
But
he'd played against Dad. So anyway, he said, come with me, young man. And he said to me, when you're dismissed in a game of cricket, you tuck your bat under your arm and you get the f*** off the ground.
Fair digging.
Yep. He said, you don't show disrespect to the umpire or the game. Jeez. And you did both of those things today and I don't ever want to see it again.
No.
And I said, David, I appreciate what you said and I agree.
And never did it again.
Never did it again. Yeah. But, Bill, I needed an old boy just to pull me aside.
That's good.
And I loved Hook. He was great. He was great to me and very, very sorely missed.
Yep.
Bloke who thinks he's funnier after he's had a few.
Now that I'm a joke meister,
this is Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Sunday session.
Oh, Jimmy boy, it's tough in being a single life, Jim. It really is tough in this ISO period.
It's tough being a single life.
It is, Jim. And guess what?
What?
I nearly had a threesome last night. Just needed two more people. Jim, I nearly got there, Jim.
That's actually not a joke. That's the story of your life.
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good.
Triple M.